107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Yes, what's up, man?
Let's do it. Sportsy time.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you got let down because you didn't get a foot long, at least you have a delicious Bud product. Right there.
Let down. I'm very disappointed. I am still disappointed about that, honestly.
Just like you will be with the sports. That's what it is.
Exactly. So, hey, it all works out. Pro football. Let's get to some stories, man. And, yeah, some interesting stuff in sports this morning. American Red Cross dealing with dangerously low blood supply across the country. So they're encouraging people to donate, obviously, by offering Super Bowl tickets, though. What? Anyone who donates blood, platelets, right? Platelets, plasma. In the month of January, we'll have a chance to win a round trip to Super Bowl 56 next month in Los Angeles. In addition to two tickets to the big game, the winner also gets an entry into the official NFL tailgate, round trip airfare, a 3-night hotel stay, and a $500 gift card to cover additional expenses. Not too shabby. Take all my blood. Just give me just enough that I can get by and walk around and do my thing. But, dude, come on. You know how much Super Bowl tickets are?
See, that's what if that brings up the question, Hunter. Okay, let's say I know you don't have, like, a specific team, all right? I mean, if you were to pick, let's just say Brady's in the Super Bowl again, okay? Mm-hmm. Somewhere down the line, you fall in love with the team, they're in the Super Bowl. Would you ever pay to go to the game?
Dude, I can't fork over. Was it 10 grand right now?
Is that for
basic?
Can
you get them cheaper than that? Like nosebleeds?
Well, let me look up here. Google.
Like, what's the cheapest? Super like, I would have to get the cheapest ticket in the stadium. Hey, I'll take that ticket. That's me. That's mine. Dibs. What is the cheapest Super Bowl ticket?
Let's see. I'm looking at 2020. According to StubHub, the average get-in price for Super Bowl 53 last year was $2,577. And the average purchase price was $4,613.
$2,000 I can do. If you can find me a ticket for a little over $2,000 and my favorite team is in it and it's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime, one-shot deal, yeah. I'll pull the trigger.
See, I'm kind of like, I look at the Packers. Obviously, I'm a diehard Packer fan. And hopefully, even after the Rodgers era, because obviously we can't do it with him starting, apparently, even though, you know, supposed to be the best thrower of the football. Anyway, I digress. I could see myself maybe when I'm 50, 60, if they're back in it, pulling the trigger on that when I got a little bit more expendable income. But it's still, though, too, even if I had the money, it's kind of like, I'm gonna spend this much money on a ticket.
It's a lot of money, man. Oh, God, it's a lot of money. Here's another thing too. Is I've been to games. I have been to plenty of games. And yeah. You don't get the best view. It's not your viewing experience of the game isn't the greatest.
No, it's not. It's
you know
all
what the
about
best
the
viewing
experience
is
sure.
In front of your TV.
Yeah,
with all those professional cameras zooming into everything. You know?
And in the fact too, you could go and it could be like the last time Kiki and I went to a Packer game at Lambeau. We had a great time pre-gaming up. We did food and beers and everything. Mm-hmm. Well, we get to the game. They're playing the Lions like three plays in. Rodgers gets hurt and then we lost the game. We got blown out. I'm like, I'm glad I spent the money that I spent to watch that. Yeah. You know, so.
Now imagine that was like two over $2,000.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're going to be drunk leaving that stadium, that's for sure. But moving on, man. Let's talk about Gronk. While NFL fans anxiously waiting for Tom and Aaron Rodgers, and actually there's a lot of people in the league right now that are kind of on the fence of what's going to happen next year. Well, Gronk is waiting for Tom to make the decision on his future. Same can be said about Rob Gronkowski. Brady's right-handed tight end says he hasn't yet decided about whether he'll return next year. But if he had to decide today, he says he'd be done. I'm out. Done. He tells TMZ, if I had to answer right now, it would be no. One thing that could sway his decision is whether Brady decides to play another year. Do you think he's going to play another year?
Brady?
Yeah.
I do. I mean, I know there's talks right now, and he's probably tired. And, you know, coming off a defeat like they had, as close as it was, that's got a notch, and you probably sitting in the locker room going, man, I am 44 years old. I'm tired. You know, like, that sucked. I don't want to go through that again. Another long season to have it all stripped away. I'm not doing this anymore. I had a great run. I have nothing left to prove. I think I'm done. And you go into the news reporters with that same kind of mindset. You might say, well, I don't know what I'm doing, you know?
Right.
That's always, that's the Brett Favre syndrome is what I like to call it.
I love how they ask him, like, right after the game. What is your decision? Dude.
Well, and then. On the flip side of the coin,
shoulder pads off yet, man? Relax.
The flip side of the coin, the first question when they come back the next year, if they come back, is this your last season?
Last
Hey, how was it? How was your off time? You know, are you excited about these years? No, is this your last one? It's like, oh my God, let me breathe,
get
man.
The microphone out of my face, for God's sake.
Yeah.
What do you think about Aaron? Do you think Aaron's retired?
Oh,
do you think
what a mess that is. I don't even know what to think about Aaron Rodgers right now.
You want to know my opinion? I got a little weird prediction going on here. I think he in quotes, retires. And if he does, he sits out a year and comes back the next. Lets it all kind of blow over. Well, he's under contract, though.
He's under contract.
He's got to come back.
Well, or we spend a lot of money to move on from it. But Matt LaFleur, the Green Bay coach, has said We're not rebuilding. That's kind of the big thing. Rodgers made a big comment, which any quarterback at his position, you don't blame him for making. He's like, I'm not going to be part of a rebuild. He's like, it's not fair to the team. It's not fair to me. And he's like, look, if they're rebuilding, I'm going to either go somewhere else or I'm going to be done, basically, is what it makes. There's no sense in rebuilding people around him.
Here's what you do. You talk to the fan base of the Green Bay Packers, all right, and be like, hey, all right, guys, let's get together. We're going to. Everybody donate just like $5. Give us $5. This is going to be we're going to put everything in the pot this year. Next year we're putting everything in the pot. The following year is going to be a rebuild year. We're saying it right now.
Yeah.
But hey, just everybody throw us like a $5, and then we're going to go off and buy like. I don't know.
I think you're going to have to do that all under the table because there are salary caps. I don't think you can.
Well, don't the fan base own the Green Bay Packers?
They do, but we still have a salary cap on what we can spend. That's all. That's what I'm saying. It might have to be, you know, gunk cursed the general manager
with
the
college for years, dude. Under the table cash.
Yeah, we'll just give the GM a briefcase full of money and be like, hey, you do what you. This fell off a truck. We know a guy that knows a guy. You do what you need to do with it. All right. Yeah.
Just mysteriously show up with some superstar team, the dream team.
I don't know. It'll be crazy because there's a good chance that. Two legends of the league, Rodgers and Brady, come back, and there's a good chance we will have a season without Rodgers and Brady for the first time in 17-odd years.
You know what that would be? That would be the absolute end of an era.
Oh,
right
for
there.
Sure. For sure.
Those are like the last two.
Yep. Yeah, because
Drew Brees is gone.
Manning is gone. Not Eli Payton. You know who I'm talking about.
Right.
Rivers is gone. And not that. I'm just looking at some of the guys. Fitzpatrick, he's never going to quit. He can't.
He's like the Keith Richards of the NFL.
God, you're still playing, man? You're 86 years old. It's crazy.
Damn.
Anyway.
But yeah, there you go. It's kind of an interesting sport. There's a lot of talk of some retirements going on and. It's Thursday, and there's really not much else going on.
Good enough for me, man. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rocks.
Well, hot dog and who doggy, you know how
diggity
it goes.
Digging
it out. Good morning, 7:26, Brock Hunter.
What's up? What's happening?
Let's get to it. It is time for sports. I'm sure we'll have
Real quick. I watched an episode of Little House on the Prairie the other day for some reason because it was on. I'm like, I got it. I got to see it.
Is it the episode where Laura loses her eyesight? That one? That's the only one
people sat through that. People watched that.
It was a big deal, man. That was a super popular show.
I got through like 15 minutes. I'm just like, it's so bad.
People loved it, man. They loved it.
I mean, I'm not saying like it was a bad, the morals are good. I get it, you know?
Yeah.
But damn, it was a simple show. You know, I was just laughing at the end of it. I'm like, dude, this is
not going to add it to
TV
your
TV back in the day.
Not going to add it to your watch list. I don't think so.
No, okay. No, I didn't press record on that one.
Oh, honey, did you TiVo Little House on the Prairie? No, I did not. No,
all episodes.
Not.
Really?
Yeah. Fantastic. All right. Anyway, what a weird way to start. Let's get to your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're done watching Little House on the Prairie, you got something to wipe away the memories of it. That's right there. There you go.
Super Bowl. What Super Bowl is it?
57? 56?
No, it's not that high.
53.
Yeah, I'll say 53. Yeah. Anyway, Super Bowl coming up. American Red Cross dealing with dangerously low blood supply across the country. So they're encouraging people to donate, obviously, by offering Super Bowl tickets. Anyone who donates blood, platelets, or plasma in the month of January will have a chance to win a trip to Super Bowl 56. You were right. Next month in Los Angeles. In addition to two tickets to the big game, the winner also gets an entry to the official NFL tailgate, round-trip airfare, a three-night hotel, and a $500 gift card to cover additional expenses. Not too shabby, really, to donate some blood. Hey, you know what? Take all of it.
Yeah.
Take all my blood. Just leave me enough so I can still kind of function, I guess.
Wheel me out of here. Give me some cookies and some extra orange juice and sure. Does that increase my chances?
Right. I want to look like a raisin when I'm walking out of here.
But I'm gonna go to that Super Bowl, man. I'm gonna go.
Damn right, son. See, so we figured this out last hour. It's like the cheapest ticket for the Super Bowl.
I mean, baseline.
$2,000.
Baseline, probably nosebleeds behind a pillar. You know, terrible seats. Baseline, just over $2,500.
If you have a favorite team. And you have, and they're in the Super Bowl, and you have the opportunity. I say you do pull that trigger once in your life.
But here's the other thing. You know what would also be pretty badass? Taking that $2,500 and throwing like an epic party. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
With big screens. Yeah, like I would rather like rent out.
You know,
a place. Like, all right, no, I'm going to rent out of this entire bar for the. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that would be a better. Even though it'd be amazing to see your team at the Super Bowl. What are you getting? Because that's just the ticket to get in. Then you got, what, $15, $20 beers.
Oh,
you got,
dude. You're going to be, yeah. It's going to be expensive.
Yeah.
It's going to be quite expensive.
Hotel for where it's going. You know, I mean, it's flight, airfare, everything, you know.
Would you go to the Super Bowl?
Only for free. Unless I had some expendable income. But even then, it'd still be hard for me to pull the trigger on that because it just seems like a waste. And I'm gonna get drunk and not remember the game anyways. What are you talking to? You know what I mean? So
yeah. Team's got to make it there first.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. You know what?
Sorry.
See, Lions fans don't have to worry about it because it's never going to happen. Never going to happen.
Damn.
Yeah.
I don't know. Dude, maybe in the future. Maybe the Lions will be a super team. Who knows? All right, more football. Real quick. Antonio Brown claims the Tampa Bay Bucks tried to bribe him to go to a mental health facility after a dispute with coach Bruce Arians caused him to strip off his uniform, leave during the game against the New York Jets. We all heard about this. We've all seen the memes. We've all seen the... Brown appeared on HBO's Real Sports and said, these guys at Tampa Bay Bucks tried to make an argument with me to give me $200,000 to go to the crazy house so these guys could look like they know what they're talking about. Brown's attorney added that they are considering suing the Bucks for defamation over false claims about Brown's mental health. Wow. Dude, this whole thing is just crazy.
It's a mess, and it's going to continue to spiral. I don't know where the... You know,
he just continues to be in the news, though.
Yeah,
everybody laughs and they're like, yeah, you know, come on, Antonio Brown. But he continues to be on the top of the headlines, man. Even though he's not playing, we're still talking about him.
People love a train wreck, unfortunately. And I feel for the guy. I'm not if his mental health is not there. Whatever is going on, and people are going to keep shoving them into the limelight because it's going to sell papers and news articles. And
is it good for the NFL?
No.
In a way?
No, God, no. God, no. No. I mean, the only thing that could benefit from this is seeing if he does actually, if something has come from playing football, and this is a step in the direction of correcting their image because they've done better about, you know, the...
I mean, I'm thinking of, like, the big scheme of things, though. Like, people are talking about the NFL.
Yeah.
They're talking about Antonio Brown. They're talking about the game. They're talking.
No publicity is bad publicity. I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
I mean, dude, think about it. This year, the NFL might have been the the year of the NFL. I mean, there's been great years in the NFL, but did the football play this year was every weekend.
Yep.
We were talking on Monday, like, could you believe what happened?
Yep.
Can you believe what happened on Sunday? I don't know, man. NFL's killing it. They're killing it.
We'll see. Anyway. We'll see what happens with it. I don't know. I think this might be a kind of a blotch on that sterling reputation that the NFL already has. You know what I mean? So.
Real quick, one last story. I'm going to touch on this real quick. Super Bowl, around 100,000 fans get a cram into L.A. SoFi Stadium for the Super Bowl, raising many concerns about COVID, obviously. Organizers insist that all people in attendance will be wearing masks. In fact, as they enter the stadium, each fan will be given a KN95 mask, and there will be repeated announcements reminding people to keep their faces covered unless they are actively eating or drinking, which basically everybody will be doing during the whole entire game. There's no way you can harness 100,000 people like that.
No.
Just saying. But, hey, they said it, and it's out there, and do what you want with it, right?
Yeah.
So, that's your sports this morning.
Good enough for me. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.